Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We're like yeah. Radio hosts or something.
These guys.
No, it's Free Talk Live. You know who we are.
If you don't,
Sunday Night Edition. If you don't know who we are, you can go over to freetalklive.com and find out all about this particular radio program. You can also become an amplifier.
Sure yes. Can.
What is an amplifier, you might ask?
Because tell us, Captain.
Well, because most people are like, you mean like for playing guitar?
And
like
rock and roll?
No, you're not going to.
Kind of.
You're not going to become that kind of an amplifier. But if you go over to amps.freetalklive.com, you'll find the amplifier program over there. What it is it's a way for you to contribute to this radio program to help us get onto more radio stations. If you like the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the perspective that we bring of peace, freedom, liberty for people, then please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. I want to say thank you today to Melody. Melody is a silver level amplifier. What does that mean? Well, if you go to amps.freetalklive.com, you'll notice that there are different levels. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more. Melody does give $5 a month, and so that is the silver level. $10 is gold, $25 is platinum. There's, you know, higher levels than that. But there are little perks. It's a Patreon-type setup. So Melody receives some, you know, benefits for giving to Free Talk Live, including the commercial free amp-only podcast, which comes out at the end of the night of every show. So thank you, Melody, for being an amplifier. We appreciate you. If you want to become an amplifier, visit amps.freetalklive.com. We've been in the middle of our number two story.
That's a bad place to be.
The headline, Forget Black Friday, Plumbers Prepare for Brown Friday. Because apparently one of the nation's largest plumbing repair companies says it expects to be very busy the day after Thanksgiving on a day it dubs Brown Friday. So Roto-Rooter says that it has a 50% increase in calls the day after Thanksgiving. So, yeah, and they call it Brown Friday for obvious reasons. And I think we've covered most of that. Did you have any other?
I think that's it. I was going to talk about the top 12 states to live in.
The top 12 states,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
All right, the top 12 states to live in, Alaska, Washington, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, New York, Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire.
And cool. What makes them the top 12 states?
Well, they're along the top of the United States.
They are the top states.
Yes, they're right along the Canadian border.
Quite literally, the top 12.
The northernmost states, yes.
Those are the top 12 states.
Well, we made the cut, though.
But New Hampshire has made the cut.
We have made the cut.
Top 12. In fact, I think we've moved.
It depends, you know, if you're going left to right versus right to left. If you go right to left, then we're at least like
the number two.
You know, we're number two.
We're number two. But wait, I thought we were number one.
This from the Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy, amongst other places.
Sounds very prestigious.
Or you can find this particular information. New Hampshire again tops all of North America in economic freedom. That's right.
That's
freest state in the nation.
Golf clap.
New Hampshire is the most economically free state in North America and in the United States, once again, edging Florida to top every Canadian province, U.S. state, and Mexican state, as ranked by the Fraser Institute, Canada's free market think tank. So, not just in the U.S., in North America.
Wow. Cool.
New Hampshire is the most economically free place. Beat Mexico.
Wow.
Right. The entire country of Mexico, it's New Hampshire has more economic freedom, according to the Fraser Institute.
Hmm.
The Fraser Institute's 2023 Economic Freedom in North America report, released in partnership with the Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy, measures government spending, taxation, and labor market restrictions using data from 2021, the most recent year of available comparable data. Isn't that just like in the midst of all the COVID crap? 2021?
Yes, that was.
Yeah.
New Hampshire surpassed Florida as having the highest level of economic freedom in the U.S., having scored a 7.96 out of 10 in this year's reporting.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Rounding out the top five freest states, not top 12 states, right, top five
freest
economically states are number two, Florida, number three, Tennessee, Texas, number four, and South Dakota was number five. Puerto Rico came in last with a 2.85 score.
Last?
Yeah.
They don't have any U.S. income tax. There's all kinds of tax laws in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but I think Puerto Rico is rather poor, isn't it? By, like, you know, per capita.
Yeah, maybe.
The least free states were, you'll
Connecticut.
Never guess.
Connecticut. No.
No. You'll never guess.
Connecticut.
New
guess.
York.
Connecticut.
Bingo!
It's almost like I've seen the list.
It was New York. The least free states were New York, 50th. California and Vermont tied for 48.
Jeez.
Oregon, 47. And Hawaii, 46.
Vermont was so number three?
Vermont tied for 48th.
So geographically, right across the river.
Okay.
Right across the river.
That's crazy. I don't remember seeing Vermont as 48th. And not which one is that for?
Tied with California.
For what? Least free in general?
Economically free.
Economically. Okay, right. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So let's say Vermont, I mean, you can at least have a gun there. I think they still have constitutional carry.
It is constitutional carry.
But
that
still
doesn't
have to
do with economics.
Yeah, but...
No, I didn't know it was economics.
I think in Vermont
it was just
you still have
general.
To get a concealed weapons permit to carry.
No, you don't.
I don't...
No.
I mean...
Constitutional carry in
Are
Vermont.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I know,
it,
I know that's the
Vermont
case.
I'm not giving advice, but I to my...
I'm pretty sure. I hope...
I go over to Brattleboro.
Yeah, I was like, I hope so.
I mean, like, if you're concealed carrying, nobody's gonna know anyway. But
right,
like,
stop and frisk.
Get frisked, yeah. No, officer,
that's my insulin pump. Guys. Don't please.
I hope they do. Answer. That would be great if they did. Because anyway. You know, I find myself in Vermont from
right.
time to time.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I knew Maine was, and so I didn't have any problems going to Maine. One of my former drummers, has, like, his girlfriend's mom or something lives out in Maine, and so he flew, and he's like, this is probably the closest I'm getting to New Hampshire. You want to hang out, have a beer? I'm like, sure. So I drove out to Maine, and, went and hung out, whatever. And I just carried my gun with me the whole time. I knew, Maine's, it's not like a... You can't carry your gun into, like, the strip club, right, in Maine, yeah.
That's where you went?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Me and my drummer hanging out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We went out and hit the bars okay, and right. went to the strip club.
Okay.
Right?
No judgment. Yeah, we're for it. That's all right.
The Granite State.
As long as they're carrying, too.
Yeah. I only like strippers with a...
They can be carrying. I don't want them to be packing.
Yeah,
yeah right.
Where do they conceal that?
Where did you pull that weapon from? I don't want to tell you.
Yes.
The Granite State, also known as New Hampshire,
woohoo,
also topped the list of all states in North America, scoring 8.14 out of 10, followed by Florida, South Carolina, and then Idaho and Indiana tied for fourth. Alberta is the highest ranking Canadian province, tied for 31st with a score of 7.9.
The highest ranking.
Yeah.
Coming in at 31st. Wow.
Not surprised.
I think Connecticut is 30 in there.
Quote, New Hampshire is proof for all of North America that economic freedom creates maximum opportunity and prosperity, the Josiah Bartlett Center president Andrew Klein said. The formula is proven. Anyone can follow it, even Vermont, if it wants to.
Yeah, good luck.
If they want to.
There's hope for you.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, you listening?
Why does nobody pronounce the L in Bernie Sanders? The freest economies operate with comparatively less government interference, relying more on personal choice and markets to decide what's produced, how it's produced, and how much is produced. As government imposes restrictions on these choices, there's less economic freedom and less opportunity for prosperity, said Fred McMahon. Not to be confused with Ed McMahon.
Hey-o!
The Dr. Michael A. Walker Research Chair in Economic Freedom at the Fraser Institute toward report co-author. This is why I have my title, my name title, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kick-Ass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, because I'm making fun of things like Dr. Michael A. Walker, Research Chair in Economic Freedom at the Fraser Institute, report co-author.
He might have more words than you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a business card.
Yeah. Yeah.
The report includes an all-government ranking, which adds federal government policy to the index and includes the 50 U.S. states and the territory of Puerto Rico, 32 Mexican states, and 10 Canadian provinces. I assume there are only 32 Mexican states. I don't know this.
I have no clue.
I assume there are only 10 Canadian provinces, but I don't know this.
I thought there was much less Mexican states.
Let me ask the magic rectangle.
Yeah.
Because it says it includes the 50 U.S. states. Okay, got that. And the territory of Puerto Rico. Okay, got that. 32 Mexican states.
Okay, so yeah, there must be.
There are 32 Mexican states.
And 10 Canadian provinces.
Yep.
So,
checks out, yes.
All right. Yep. I just didn't know if they, like, did they not include some Mexican states or Canadian provinces for some reason?
No, they got all the Mexicans there.
Well, no, some of them are here.
Well, the states, the Mexican states, they got all those.
Oh, okay. Taking into account both federal and state policies, U.S. economic freedom declined from 2003 to 2011. It began to recover and then declined again after 2017. The last 2 years have seen the lowest levels of measured economic freedom in the U.S., in the last two decades.
Wow.
And while the U.S. remains more economically free than Canada, the gap is relatively small. The evidence is clear. Lower levels of economic freedom are associated with less prosperity, slower economic growth, less investment, and fewer jobs and opportunities, said Dean Stansel, economist and research association professor at Southern Methodist University and co-author of the report. The Economic Freedom of North America report, also co-authored by Jose Torra, the head of research at Mexico City-based Caminos de la Libertad, and Angel Carrion Tavares, director of research and policy at the same institute, is an offshoot of the Fraser Institute's Economic Freedom of the World Index, the result of more than a quarter century of work by more than 60 scholars, including three Nobel laureates. New Hampshire's cores in key components of economic freedom from 1 to 10, where a higher value indicates a higher level of economic freedom. Here they are. Government spending, 8.25. Taxes, 7.68. Labor market freedom, 7.6. So these are all on the higher end of the 1 to 10 scale, and thus indicating a higher level of economic freedom. New Hampshire, number one. If you are a lover of freedom,
get your butt here now.
If you are a lover of freedom and you want to help us become as free as we possibly can as people,
become better than number one. We could be better than number one.
Maintain our number one status.
Right, and keep those numbers going.
And continue to show how it's done. Consider moving to New Hampshire and helping us be part of the solution and not the problem. Let's go to Summit.
I was going
to
tell you the top Mexican states, but I can't pronounce them.
Okay, that's fine. let's go to, I think I know who this caller is, but what's your name?
Peakless Mountaineer.
Hello, Peakless Mountaineer. Thank you for joining us. Are you calling about this Fraser Institute report?
I am not.
You're calling about Javier?
I regret to inform you that Vermont is no longer a Vermont carry state.
A constitutional carry state?
It is not.
So what is the law? So you have to get a concealed...
I don't know all the details. I just know that they're not a constitutional carry state anymore. Honestly, I'd have to ask Zeph, and he's the one that keeps up on all this stuff. But that's not the reason I'm calling.
Okay.
The reason I'm calling is because of Argentina.
Yeah.
So you missed the first half hour of the show?
Oh, that didn't pop as much as I was hoping, but I'm popping the champagne, and I just wanted to say, we did it!
That's well, awesome.
We? Did you and I do something?
I didn't vote.
Libertarians have elected the first president of a country.
Well, people have elected the first libertarian president of a country. I don't necessarily know that libertarians elected, you know what I mean? I'm nitpicking, of course.
It's great, though. I'm very excited. We definitely were celebrating.
Yeah, we even sort of skipped over our normal Sunday intro for a minute to like do the like this is breaking news, right? Because we learned about it at the meal that we have on Sundays, the social Sunday gathering, where actually of all people, our co-host Riley was like, "Hey, Javier just won," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, I forgot about that," because I was busy talking as. You know, I want to do.
As captains are known to do.
Yeah. So, what kind of champagne are you popping there, Peekless?
Andre.
Cold duck.
Nice. Yeah, that's probably the closest you're going to get to a champagne named like Javier Blay or something.
Yeah, right.
Javier.
It was the most, Argentinian one we could find.
Yeah, it's not like you're drinking Cooks or something.
Not a lot of Argentinian champagne here in New Hampshire, I'm afraid.
Your opinion of this, obviously, you're high on it. You're glad. What else do you want to let listeners know?
This is the first. Let's make sure it's not the last.
Yeah.
And I think this is a tremendous step toward making the world a freer place.
I hope so. I kind of feel like... You know how it goes even when folks get elected to president of the United States, right? They make all these promises, and then they get into office, and they try to make some changes, and, of course, they're hindered by, you know, the other party or the other, let's call them arms of government, right? They don't, you know, they don't have the power to just sort of unilaterally make these changes, and I declare it, and I've made it so,
yeah.
Right? What do you think is going to happen in Argentina with Javier?
Well, I honestly don't know enough about their political system to know exactly how much power he has, but I know that he's going to change as much as he can for the better. I'm sure that we're going to see a lot of, like with Trump being sort of stopped at every turn trying to change anything about anything. But I think it's another one of those, like, in case you wondered what would have happened if we'd ever gotten Ron Paul elected, well... let's just hope he survives to see his first term as president.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. Peekless Mountaineer, everybody. It's our also co-host on Saturdays, calling in to talk about Javier. I just looked up the Wikipedia for gun laws in Vermont. Did you also look
at it? I also have it up on the Magic Rectangle. What do you have, Captain?
Well, you go ahead. You look.
Well, from according to the USCCA Concealed Carry Association, Vermont is a does-not-issue constitutional carry state. That is the latest, greatest update from the United States Concealed Carry Association.
And what year does it say? A year? Like when that is from?
Well, this... website is updated constantly.
Okay, so that's saying it is?
It's Vermont is a does not issue constitutional carry state. They don't issue permits. Gun sales must be completed through a licensed firearms dealer, unless you're transferring to a family member. Buyers must be 21 years and older. They have completed a hunter's course, and they must be a member or former member, or if they're a member or former member of the military, active or veteran member of the National Guard or law enforcement. Vermont does not require permits to purchase and has no firearms registration.
So I think the thing that Peekless was alluding to was that Vermont formerly had very few gun control laws, but in 2018, the state enacted laws requiring background checks for private sales, raising the minimum age to purchase firearms to 21. It's 16 if you... want to buy like a long gun from a person who is not a firearms dealer, blah, blah, blah. Banning the sale of handgun magazines. They banned the sale of handgun magazines that are more than 15 rounds and rifle magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. They banned the possession of bump stocks. They're allowing police to seek a court order to seize guns from anyone deemed an extreme risk.
So you can't. So they have magazine limits for sales and purchase,
but not for ownership.
But not for ownership.
Come on over to New Hampshire.
But the thing is about New Hampshire is, don't you need a New Hampshire driver's license to purchase one from a gun store? Or if I went over there, like say I moved to Vermont, I get a Vermont ID, and then I go to a gun store in New Hampshire. Like, would they sell to Vermont residents?
That's a good
accessories.
Question.
I think you could buy accessories.
Because I know they won't sell to a Massachusetts resident because they're like, you guys don't believe in this down there.
Oh.
You know? Mm. Big no-no. Unless maybe if you had paperwork, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work. Although I do know in Washington State, you could go to a like a gun show.
Yeah.
Two tickets to the gun show.
Yeah, right? Leave your cell phone at home.
You could go to the gun show and, you know, with whatever ID you had, like people from Idaho would come over to the one in Spokane, for example, and they would just buy whatever at the gun show, right? Without background check and you know, that kind of stuff. But that's Washington State. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about Vermont. I have no idea. I have no idea what New Hampshire would do for somebody with an out-of-state ID. I would imagine they would want you to present something that says you're a New Hampshire resident.
Yeah.
Mail or, you know, if your ID is from another state.
But if you're not a resident, though, like, what if you're from out of state?
I think,
I don't know.
The only thing with New Hampshire, I believe, is if you are actually buying something with a serial number on it, you need to have a New Hampshire identification.
Yeah. I'm talking about like buying firearms and ammo,
if you're buying accessories, holsters, magazines, they don't ask you for an ID.
I don't think so, but I'm talking about like firearms. Next time I go to Shooters or somewhere, I'll ask because they would know because they're the ones doing it.
All I know is that in Vermont, gun dealers are required to keep a record of all handgun sales. And state law preempts local governments from regulating the possession, ownership, transfer, carrying, registration, or licensing of firearms. So just to round that up.
That doesn't sound very constitutional carry.
Yeah.
With restrictions, with a little asterisk.
Well, this is less about carrying and more about
purchasing.
What you can purchase and how the state can F you if they deem you're an extremist.
Right.
Basically, live in New Hampshire instead.
Right. Just come across the river. Not that far.
Vermont's
funny,
not big either.
Their gun laws used to be better than ours, actually.
Right. It's true. So we've got more to talk about besides our number two story and besides our
number one story,
which is New Hampshire being number one in economic freedom. How about somebody who thought Alaska was an island?
One of the top 12 states.
We can talk about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Reactions have begun to pour in following the death of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
Known for her efforts on mental health and caregiving and women's rights. So I hope that during the holidays you'll consider saying include the Carter family in your prayers.
Current First Lady Jill Biden remembering her while meeting with service members and their families in Virginia. SpaceX's second-ever test flight of the Starship rocket, designed to send vehicles upper stage most of the way around Earth, ended 8 minutes into the mission with a rapid unscheduled disassembly. The Federal Aviation Administration considers this outcome a mishap and will open an investigation into the cause. Nobody matched all five Powerball numbers on Saturday night's drawing. It rolls over Monday night to $295 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Sorry.
Meow, 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 meow.
All right, well, it's too late for that now. Frickin' cats.
Don't wait till next week. We're talking about cats in the break.
Throw them in the litter box.
I love cats.
Before we go on, Free Talk listeners, we are asking you for a favor, and that's to write some letters to Ian Freeman.
And Aria DeMezzo.
Yes. We posted last night on all of our social media pages, so on Twitter, on Mastodon, on whatever the heck else we're on. It went out, The Matrix, something else, I can't remember. Anyway, links to how. Over at freeking.com is a story you got to kind of scroll to find it, but it's how to write to Ian while he's in Merrimack.
Mm-hmm.
And then over at ariadimezzo.com is all the information you need to write to Aria while she's in FMC Devens.
Yep.
And so we're asking you to please... You know, write them. Tell them how you're doing. Have you done anything for freedom? Are you excited about anything that's coming up? Are you, you know, how's your lives? Are you a person that called and you're familiar with Ian and all that kind of stuff? If so, update them with what's going on in your life. You know, these guys are in jail. They need this,
yeah.
Right? They need that connection to the outside world that they can't get. So please write to Ian Freeman and write to Aria DeMezzo. That's all we're asking. I will post links again tonight to our social media, and every night that I'm on, I will try to remember to post these links. But all the information is there. You know, send them a postcard, you know, print something out on your computer and fold it up into an envelope, you know, if you don't feel
this
like writing.
This is one of the situations where it truly is the thought that counts.
Yes.
You know, speaking with Aria, It doesn't even, you don't even have to, like, because a lot of people will tell me, oh, I would totally write to Ian and Aria, but I don't know what I would say. You can say anything at all. You can just be like, hey, you know, I heard what happened. I'm so sorry. I'm rooting for you. Like, thank you for all you've done. Like, any kind words, you know, it could be anything at all. I know they both would really, really appreciate it. Like, it would really cheer them up. I know Aria has told me before that receiving letters in the mail makes her day.
Yeah.
It absolutely makes her day. It's like in-person visits and then receiving mail. Those are like the biggest things for her. Like, these people are in jail, like they're in prison. So they have very little things to brighten up their day. So I know they would both really, really appreciate it. And being a person on the outside, it doesn't take that much effort. So definitely go do that.
Just say happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There you go.
Something.
How tough
something,
is that?
Anything, yeah.
Put a stamp on it.
I was thinking of you. It's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, they were thinking of me. That feels nice.
Yeah.
I'm in, you know, like being in jail, so. Yep.
All right, so it is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
Steve Klasik.
And Nikki.
It's the final segment of tonight's show. So if you want to get on the air, call now, 603-283-6160. We sort of teased this a little bit. But this from BusinessInsider.com. An American woman said she was shocked to discover that Alaska isn't actually an island, calling for an overhaul of the school curriculum.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know if you can blame public school for that. Like, that's pretty dumb.
A woman said she was shocked to discover that Alaska is not an island and that it's possible to drive to it during a conversation with her Canadian boyfriend.
I feel like she had to blame this on the U.S. school system because her boyfriend probably thought she was so dumb. And he was like, wow, those American schools are like really worse than
I thought. Well, if you can drive to Alaska, you probably drive to Hawaii, too.
Yeah, try it.
In a video posted on October 26th, TikToker Sabrina Abre asked people not to call her a stupid American, quote unquote.
Oh, sorry.
This is a publicity stunt. She's a TikToker.
As she admitted her mistake. Everybody knows that Alaska is cold, she said. But I did. But
oh my
I know.
Gosh.
But did I know that it was connected by land? No, I did not know that. So. She also said that she hadn't realized how big Alaska was just by looking at a map.
So she literally just hasn't even seen a map before.
She said she hadn't realized how big Alaska was just by looking at a map, and she had thought that Texas was bigger than Alaska.
Nope, probably not.
Alaska is the largest U.S. state, bordering the Canadian territory of Yukon and the westernmost province of British Columbia, which sits between the state and the rest of the U.S., as it is one of the U.S.'s non-contiguous states, along with Hawaii, it is often shown separately in a box at the bottom of maps of the U.S., which could lead some people to assume it's not part of the same land mass.
Yeah, and I thing, you know, I will give it to her that the way they create maps, because the world is a sphere. It looks skewed. So the stuff on the top looks smaller than it really
is. What they're talking about is the square maps. So let me tell you something, people.
I think it's still skewed.
Once upon a time, listeners, there were only paper maps. There was no internet. There was no magic rectangle
globes
in your pocket. There were. Okay. But like these square paper maps would have a picture of the United States. And then at the bottom left, a picture of Alaska and a picture of Hawaii because they wouldn't fit on the piece of paper.
Okay.
That's the whole thing here, is that, like, analog maps used to be on one piece of paper.
Yeah.
And that's how they depict it, because Alaska's way up here above Canada.
And Hawaii's pretty far away.
So, like, that the United States would be really small in the center, and then Alaska would be over here, and Hawaii way over here.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody wants to see that on a piece of 8.5 by 11.
Wants to see that.
Like, that doesn't fit on an 8.5, or even 11 by 17, for that matter, right?
Yeah.
Standard paper sizes. So this lady had basically seen nothing but that type of a map, right? She's probably seen a globe before, but not studied it, right?
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
Clearly.
She probably thinks Rhode Island's an island, too.
It's not?
What about the roads?
What about the roads? What about Rhode Island?
No.
It's not an island.
I mean, why would they call it Rhode Island if it wasn't an island?
All right, so now I haven't read the rest of this article, so I don't know what it's going to say. Aubrey explained this was the reason for her confusion, saying, the curriculum obviously needs some help. We need a good revision and overhaul of the entire curriculum at this point.
You know what? And I do agree with her, of course, because I hate public schools. So she's not wrong, but for the wrong reason.
We can find some common ground.
You're right. Yeah, like we can find some common ground, but you're right for the map, wrong reason.
The map thing.
Because I totally learned in school that Alaska was not an island.
They show the TikTok video, and this girl is young, and you know she's claiming, obviously ranting. It's very like animated. In her rant.
Well, that's a publicity stunt.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to go follow her.
But there is a one, we'll call it caption, in the video that says, the American school system has failed me.
I mean, it really did.
Obviously.
Somebody failed her.
Many
people failed her.
The American school system is just an abject failure because, if for nothing more, the fact that 1 in 5 high school graduates, not 1 in 5 high school dropouts, right? These are people who graduate from high school, and 1 out of every 5, that's 20% of them, are functionally illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
How do you graduate?
1 out of 5.
1 out of 5 graduates.
Yes.
Are functional. So, how do you graduate high school being functionally illiterate?
And I want our listeners to really grasp what is being said here. 1 out of 5 graduates of high school in the United States are functionally illiterate. Because all the time people tell me, I would totally homeschool my kids, but I'm an idiot and I'm not smart enough to do it. You can't do worse than this.
No, it's
not. If you can
possible,
teach your kid to read by 18 years old, you're literally doing better than if you can teach your kids about, you know, any sort of geography. If you can teach your kids that Alaska is not an island, you are doing better. That, like, this woman graduated high school and thought that Alaska was an island, and a fifth of the population can't read. You literally can't screw up your kids worse.
Yeah.
I mean, anything you could do would be better. Anything.
And for those of you who do enjoy reading and learning things, go read some John Taylor Gatto.
Yeah, I actually just finished one of his books, Dumbing Us Down.
Oh, great book.
Excellent book.
Yeah.
So John Taylor Gatto was a New York City school teacher. He taught school in a, you know, in...
He's a teacher of the year, right?
Yeah, he won
multiple
teacher of the
times.
Year multiple times.
In New York, yes.
The least free state.
Yeah, and in this book, he describes how he navigated this system, but also like some of the like atrocities he committed just by being part of the system.
Right.
But then he kind of writes his wrongs by writing these books. It's an excellent read, and it's a, you know, rather short book. So I'd absolutely recommend Dumbing Us Down by John Taylor Gatto.
So far, this video has been viewed over 819,000 times, according to whenever this article was written. This was November 15th, so it's probably been viewed way more than that by now. Many viewers who say they were Canadian appeared baffled by Aubrey's revelation. Other viewers who said they were American wrote that they had made the same mistake.
Stop. Okay, so yeah, I guess.
Probably Miss South Carolina as well. She probably made the same mistake.
She probably did.
About the maps? She's talking about the maps.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
TikTok viewer Haley Hopkins commented that the video had just made her realize that Alaska is not an island. I'm so embarrassed, she wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I would admit that, honestly.
There are some things that, you know, come through the social media from time to time in meme style.
Yep.
Like, I was today years old when I learned that, insert X, right? So that's what these people are having. They're having a revelation. They're having an epiphany. They're going, I was today years old when I learned that Alaska is not an island.
Yeah. Mm.
That's what's happening.
And, it's kind of funny because, you know, those people were, like, sharing this, like, expecting a lot of people to be like, oh, my gosh, really? You know, like, and then most people knew that, actually. But apparently...
It's clickbait. I mean, you know, I got 800,000 views. I mean,
but the worst part is other people commented on it, agreeing with her.
14 minutes and counting for this woman.
Meanwhile, a viewer who said they are a teacher wrote that they had heard this from adults many times and that they always made sure to tell their students that Alaska is not an island.
Great. That's... Thank you.
Way to like, you know.
Really stepping it up. Oh, my gosh. I mean, what an excellent teacher. Yeah. Teacher of the year. Alaska is not an island.
At the Aleutian Islands.
Like,
jeez.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
There are islands in Alaska.
Sure. Yes,
I'm sure these people don't know that either.
There are islands in Australia, too.
Yeah. I've been to Alaska, and I didn't know until
Did you swim there?
Did you drive there? How did you get to Alaska?
I kind of waded, like, chest deep in a swamp.
Yeah, okay.
In the winter.
No, it was in the summer.
Really?
And you're probably going like I was, wait a minute, Alaska has swamps? Don't swamps only exist in, like, Louisiana, for example?
No.
Florida, for example?
No.
No. Alaska does have swamps. I got to take a ride on what's known as an airboat.
Cool. Oh,
these are these long, thin boats with the giant fan on the back.
They usually see in Florida.
Powered by Louisiana. Swamp boats, yes. And so it was me, my friend John, a couple of his friends, maybe his wife was there, I'm not sure. But we actually ran into a piece of swamp where the water was particularly low, and so the boat got stuck. Right, in this swampy area.
It didn't get stuck, it got bogged down.
It did get bogged down, true, yes. Well, it got weeded down, I guess.
Okay.
So we all had to get out of the boat, chest high in the swamp, and push the boat from the less watery area into the more watery area before we would actually move. Now, these swamp boats are designed to go on damp areas, right?
Yeah. You weren't afraid of alligators?
Not in Alaska.
I thought you said
Alaska's an island. There's alligators there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I learned in school.
I can't read it anyway. It's a public school.
Yeah, we just made all this up.
There are many misconceptions about Alaska. Business Insider previously reported, partly due to its representation in pop culture, as TV shows such as The Ice Road Truckers and The Deadliest Catch depict some of the most extreme jobs that people do in the state. Okay. This may lead people to believe that Alaska is freezing cold and snowing all the time, with polar bears roaming the streets.
I mean, yeah, it depends what part of Alaska. Again, it's a big state.
Wait, I said that wrong. This may lead people to believe that Alaska is freezing cold and snowing all the time, with polar bears roaming the streets.
Nice pause.
Yeah.
I'm a polar bear.
Yeah.
Polar bears have big paws. You're supposed to say, why the big paws? Because it's a freaking polar bear. Yeah. Big paws. Yeah. Anyway, we don't ruin the joke. Polar bears roaming the street. In fact, temperatures can reach up to 70 degrees Fahrenheit in summer. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And while grizzly and black bears are relatively common in the state, polar bears can typically be only seen on the state's Arctic coastlines. Now, there are this type of perception for every state. For every country,
right.
For every province,
yeah.
For every, right? Every state that I've ever lived in has said something like, and he's wearing the prerequisite Washington State beard.
Oh.
And he's wearing the prerequisite New Hampshire beard. And he's wearing the prerequisite Wisconsin beard.
So it's like,
right? Like,
it sounds like guys just have beards?
Yeah. You know.
Does it matter where you live? Men grow beards?
Did you know that men with beards are just... men without beards who have beards?
No, I thought you had to live in New Hampshire to have a beard.
Or Alaska.
Living in Washington State, specifically the Seattle area, be like, oh, it just rains there all the time.
Yeah.
And it drizzles there.
Yeah.
Like, over the course of winter.
Right. It's really
fall and winter. Right? Like, spring and summer are beautiful.
The rainy season.
It does rain occasionally in the spring and summer, but the Seattle area does not have thunderstorms. It doesn't have torrential downpour. I moved...
Just a light mist?
It's just like somebody's...
Drizzle.
It's like Febreze with no scent.
Oh.
Right? It's just drizzling down. Like, when I moved to Seattle, I bought an umbrella. And I carried that damn thing with me almost
all of the time. And then finally you were
time.
Like, it doesn't actually rain here?
All of the time. And then, like, it does rain, but, like, it's
put
never so much that you,
on your shirt
that you can't just put up your hoodie, right, or put a hat on and walk to your car wherever you're going, or even walk several miles. You're not going to get so wet. That's the mist that I'm talking about. It's like a light drizzle, right? So I've actually used an umbrella more in New Hampshire than I ever used in Seattle. Right,
yeah, we get some crazy rain here.
Yeah, especially during the springtime. Right?
Yeah.
Summer was ridiculous.
So, but there's this misconception by people who have never been there that, oh, it just rains all the time. And they think torrential downpour, you know, streets flooding and sewers backing up. And no, that doesn't happen. It's just a light mist from, oh, I don't know, October until March, right?
Right.
And then spring kicks in, and then it's sunny and gorgeous.
Well, same thing with New Hampshire. Like, oh my God, it's so cold up there, and snows. Like,
not really, no.
No, and actually,
not if you own a coat.
It's not cold if you own a coat.
Yeah, like put some mittens on.
Penguin was saying, like, well, it's not wet snow. It's dry snow.
It's a dry snow.
It's dry snow.
Like when you go to Arizona, it's a dry heat.
Yeah, it's a dry snow. You can use a leaf blower to.
I'm like, no, 90 degrees is 90 degrees. I'm sorry, man. Like, it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care how dry the humidity index is. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the tropical climates at all. Like, unless it's the off season, right? Like, I'll visit Florida like now, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
November, December, January, good time to visit Florida.
June,
hell no.
No.
Worst nightmare. You know. Especially Florida, too. I'm getting sticky just thinking about that.
New Orleans? Ugh.
Yeah, just too humid. You know, I actually went to New Orleans in July.
You mean Nolens?
Nolens. Yeah, in July. Why? I have no clue. I guess I didn't put it together that would be an awful time to go there. It was like 100 degrees every day.
99% humidity.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It's raining.
I had a great time. It was really fun.
Yeah, but there's no Mardi Gras then.
No, but I still went to Bourbon Street. That was cool enough. Yeah.
Did you walk around with a beer or a cocktail in hand?
Yeah.
Because it's one of the only places you can do that. Yeah. Open carry.
Open
carry of an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, in the car, too, I think. You're just not supposed to be, like, drunk or something.
I don't know about that.
I think so. I think I heard that. But don't quote me. This is not Louisiana legal advice.
And I think the last time I was there was a long time ago. So, like 89, 90, something like that.
I did get my Mardi Gras beads, though. So.
Very good.
Make of that what
you
will.
Very good. Did you earn them?
I did, yes.
Okay, all right. That's the important part.
Yeah.
I was on Bourbon Street, and I was very intoxicated. Nah. So,
That's the only way to get
them. When in Rome.
Like, if you weren't, I'd be like, you didn't earn them.
Yeah.
You got
it's like
them
when you go
falsely.
To Jerry Springer, you know? It's like, you got to get your beads. Come on. It's like, you're here. You might as well.
So there are sort of these misconceptions about all of these states, right? People think everybody in Wisconsin is fat. Right, and I mean, a large portion of people are really.
I knew you guys liked cheese, but I think that one actually might be true.
Cheese, brats, you know, beer.
Yeah. I think that's actually. I think
Wisconsin
is some of the stereotypes are true. Like there's some.
Well, there's stereotypes for a reason.
Yeah,
right?
Like there's some things people say about New England. And I'm like, yeah, that's true.
But like all women in Oregon don't have hairy armpits.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
No.
There are many.
Some.
Right? There are at least some, right?
I mean, there's some here.
But, like, probably a larger percentage than other places, women with the hairy armpits who don't shave or whatever. But, like, it's not, like, an overwhelming amount, right? You know, it's not like, if you go to, like, downtown Portland or something, right, you'll see some, you know, rather granola people.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, it's not, like, there's regular people there, too, and they are the majority, right?
Right.
You know, so... Make of that what you will, but there are all these sort of like stereotypes, misconceptions about every state,
right, like cowboys in Texas, or you know, gun racks and pickup trucks, and so I mean there is some of that, you know.
Some of that here.
There's some of that here, yeah.
Seen it in Claremont.
Yeah, that's recently. Where you need it.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
It's time for a call.
Well. I just want to let everybody know that, you know that QAnon shaman guy from January 6th?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy with the
Chewbacca guy.
The Chewbacca guy with the horns.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the face paint and all that.
Yeah.
He's running for Congress.
Really? Good for him.
I can't wait for him to open a congressional hearing on
that
operation.
The man known as QAnon Shaman, who gained notoriety for breaking into the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th attack, is running for Congress. Jacob Chansley has filed paperwork to run as Libertarian in Arizona's 8th Congressional District. As a January 6th rioter...
There's no video riot. Of him walking, like the police walking him.
I've been to metal concerts that are way more of a riot than anything that happened on January 6th.
It's a guided tour.
He wore a horned fur hat and red, white, and blue face paint and sat inside the Senate chamber. Chansley pleaded guilty to a felony charge of obstructing an official proceeding.
Official.
In relation to the Capitol attack.
Attack.
Attack. Yeah. He was sentenced to 41 months in prison in November 2021, but was released to a halfway house last March. Though he previously called himself the QAnon Shaman, Chansley has since disavowed the QAnon movement. Representative Debbie Lesko, the Republican lawmaker who currently represents the congressional district, announced in October she would not be running for re-election. Her term officially ends January 2025. Chansley is among the more than 700 people who have been sentenced in relation to Capitol riot-related federal crimes. The U.S. Constitution does not prohibit felons from holding federal office, but Arizona law prohibits felons from voting until they have completed their sentence.
So he can run for office, but he can't vote for himself.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, he can hold office, too.
He can hold office.
He might be able to vote for himself in a re-election.
Right? Yeah, after he served his time.
Should he get elected.
Yeah.
It does feel a little backwards.
Well, you would like if that were consistent across all judicial, you know, law enforcement, right, prison type stuff. Then when felons got out of prison for whatever it is, they'd get their gun rights back.
Yeah,
but no,
that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Government is inconsistent, and most of the things they do make no sense. We're out of time. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Steve Classic.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of our callers and listeners. If we didn't get to you, try again next time. If you missed any part of the show, find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks, and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.